tawaf we'll make after this will be also counted in tawaf wida. Make our proper intention of tawaf wida, all the better. We make our one tawaf, there is no opening the shoulder because it's only tawaf, there is no safa marwa after that. After that, make dua and cry to Allah, He must bring us back over and over again. There is an ayat in the 20th supara, anyone who wants to know can come and ask, I'll show them where it is. It is said, the amal, it's an amal that we write this on anywhere in the haram, with just our finger, not a pen and all that, just with our finger on one of the columns, that, فَمَنْ فَرَضَ فِيهِنَّ كَوْنْ سِعَتْهَ لَرَادُكَ إِلَى مَعَادُ سِبْهَلَ. Anyway, it's in the 20th supara, in the third quarter, just before the surah. Just write that ayat on one of the columns there, and you, then that is amal, that inshallah, before you die, Allah will bring you back there again. When we have made our tawaf wida, it is advisable we go backwards, we walk back, looking at the Kaaba. Like when a person, when he's leaving some place, he thinks he will not see it again. And he loves that place, he'll turn around again and again, and he looks at it. The last glimpse he wants to get again. So we try and walk reverse way back again. If we can't do that, as we are walking over and over again, look at the Kaaba and think, I don't know if I will see my Allah's house again. Allah brought me this land. I don't know if I will see it again. With that sorrow, sadness, that I could not fulfill the rights of this place. I could not do what I had to do. Oh Allah, forgive me. You brought me to the place of barakat. Ja'alnahu mubarakan linnas. Allah made it a place of barakat. Allah made it a place of hidayat. Oh Allah, grant me the goodness of this place. And in that way we come, making this promise that now I will live and as an ambassador of the house of Allah. Wherever I go, I will be an ambassador of the house of Allah. Like that. That our Hajj, alhamdulillah, is complete. One, 2 points with regard to the masalas of women. If they are in the state of their periods, their normal monthly days, if it came just before the days of Hajj, so what do? They can't go into the haram, but they can put on their ihram. They put on their ihram in their rooms, etc. What is ihram? Make niyat. They won't be able to make the namaz, which is sunnah to make namaz for the ihram. No problem. They make the niyat that I'm putting on my ihram for my hajj. And they do everything as the males, everything. They will go to Mina, they will go to Arafah, they will go to Muzdalifah, and they don't have to feel sorry. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was in the same state during her days of hajj. There is no problem whatsoever to accept Allah's system. That is the greatest ibadah. Allah has meant it that way for me. Allah is pleased with it that way for me. I am pleased. That will be much more greater than trying to force our way. After all, what is the value of our ibadah? Allah has kept us away and still giving us that reward. So that reward will be more greater. Because Allah will take it in a perfect form. So everything they will do. Only thing they can't do is go into the masjid. They have to make the tawaf, which can be only made in the haram, which is the masjid, they can't go. So they have to wait. So the bookings of the tickets we have to see. Many people nowadays want to take tablets, etc. Over and over afterwards they come and say, we did the worst thing. Keep Allah's system as Allah kept it. Spend 2 days extra, 5 days extra, make your booking after that. But they spoil their whole cycle and their system, and they suffer for almost ever after that again with their cycle and their system. Their parki goes out of order and they have so many problems. So these tablets, man-made things, avoid all these things. Whatever it is, they take tablets to stay parked during Ramzan, tablets to stay parked during those days. Allah did not mean it that way. Allah has kept His system, let us submit to His system. Keep things as Allah has kept it. Just make your booking 2 weeks later. By then they are over already. The maximum is 10 days. After that it doesn't affect them at all. So they will have to wait for that time. Until they do the tawaf. Tawaf is also one of the faras of Hajj. Hajj only 3 faras. Namaz 7 faras. In namaz. 7 faras before namaz. Hajj only 3 faras. Putting on our ihram, Arafat, and our tawaf e ziyarat. That is all. So simple. So they'll have to make the tawaf e ziyarat. Tawaf e wida is maaf if they are in that state. They made the tawaf e ziyarat finished. They came from Mina. Then they started the cycle. And they couldn't make tawaf e wida. That is maaf. But tawaf is ziyarat is for us. So, just adjust our bookings a little bit. Again, why must we be stubborn in front of Allah? We always say, we are so good, we are so flexible, everyone else is so stubborn. There let us see how stubborn are we or how flexible are we. And here we are not dealing with our mother-in-law and father-in-law. There we are dealing with Allah Ta'ala. So if we can't be flexible with Allah Ta'ala, then with who are we going to be flexible? So, that is one thing. So, that is a little bit with regard to the masalas of human. Anything else any person has in mind? Any question briefly? We have gone well over our time. Anything? The dham we should be given there. It can be given afterwards also. Like if a person came away mistakenly or anything, afterwards he realized he made a mistake, he must send his money there to a reliable person and he must make the dham, which is in the haram of Makkah. Mina falls in the haram of Makkah. So he can have his dham made any time if a person has made any error. Even now he made his hajj 3 years ago, 5 years, he realized I made this mistake. He should send his dham as soon as possible. So basically that is our hajj. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the whole ummah to make hajj properly. If our hajj can become properly, really it is also such an ibadat that Allah Ta'ala will correct our lives. And if we can come as ambassadors of Islam back from there. And we come as hajis and not as pajis. Paji is, he made his hajj anyway there, robbed the people here, made his money and he goes there. And the Hajar al-Aswad is a stamp, it puts a seal on us, like a seal that is put on. We made our hajj properly, a seal of goodness goes on us. And not we, the world will see as a haji that is coming back. And if we did anything wrong there especially, and we get a seal of badness on us from the Hajar al-Aswad, we are gone for life then. Till we'll have to again, Allah give us tawfiq, correct our lives, go make a good hajj again and get a good seal. Otherwise we are gone. And the world will see it. We come back, we are landlords. First thing, we put up the rent. Because we want to cover up that money. Because we got a different seal on us. Now we want to rob the people. We want to do this. We are different people. And people wonder, there is a haji or is a paji who has come back. Who is this? And if we make our hajj properly, people will see it. Our family will see it. Everyone will be better human beings. Hajj is to make us better. Ramzan is to make us better. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Let us go with nice, halal money, good intention. Make our hajj as best as possible. And it's not difficult. Hajj is easy and Allah's rahmat showers down. And Allah accept everyone's hajj. Allah's mercy is so great. On one time, there were 600,000 people for hajj. And Allah sent down the farishtas in the form of human beings. And the one farishta is asking the other one, how many people's hajj did Allah accept this year? And there are a few people standing there, buzur. So the other farishta say, only 6 people. Say, only 6 out of the 600,000? Say, yes. And express great grief and sorrow about it. Then the other farishta, then the same farishta said again, but Allah in His mercy, with the barakat of the 6, accepted all 600,000 people's hajj. So Allah is very, very merciful and very kind. If we go and buy a box of tomato, one tomato is rotten, we'll reject it. We don't want to take it. But Allah is such, and that is why there is jamaat namaz. If one person's namaz is good in the jamaat, we know how rotten and bad we are. Allah accepts all the namaz of all the people in the jamaat. Therefore, we should try and do our things with jamaat. Allah's rahmat and barakat is on the jamaat. We make our namaz individually, it's our namaz, whatever the quality of that namaz. In the jamaat, and inshallah, at all times, there will be at least one such person whose namaz is of some value. In his barakat, Allah will accept our namaz also.